With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We're going back to Redskins training camp. It's radio. We could do that at 1 o'clock. Michael Phillips of the Richmond Times-Dispatch. We'll get the latest on the Skins. Big weekend for them. Bunch of guys got healthy and got on the practice field, so we'll tell you about that coming up in about 13 minutes. End of this segment, we will be giving away a pair of tickets to see Kirk Cousins live Sunday, August 20th. DC Lottery live downstairs. He's coming in studio to hang out with me and Danny. So make sure you're listening. End of this segment, we'll give away those tickets so that you can be here if you can answer a question about Cousins and the show. If Bryce Harper is unavailable to help the Nats for the remainder of this season, let's say it lingers to the point where he comes back at the very tail end of the year and something happens and he's not ready for the start of the playoffs, okay? Worst case scenario, obviously, but still plausible. How do you go on without Harp if you're Dusty Baker? What is your plan? Here is mine, and I want to know what you think about it, Danny. So first question is, do we want my scenario with or without Jason Wirth?
Let's say without, because I'm not counting on it.
I'll give you both. I'll give you both.
Okay.
No Jason Wirth. I move Brian Goodwin to right field.
Now, how is he? He left with a groin. I'm hoping he's fine.
He has a groin injury, but he's not going to not play in the playoffs in 2 months because of a groin injury. So let's say he's on the disabled list for a few weeks. I'm talking about this is my playoff, like, end of the year lineup when you're playing the Dodgers in a 3-game series at Nats Park September 15th.
Mm-hmm.
Goodwin's in right. Michael Taylor's in left. Excuse me, in center. And then in left field, I am platooning Howie Kendrick against left-handed pitching and Adam Lind against right-handed pitching. Now, realize this. Neither of those two guys is even an average left fielder, probably. Taylor's a great center fielder. Goodwin's a fine right fielder.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a pretty good defensive outfield. My number one outfield would actually be Wirth in right if he's available. Goodwin would then be coming off the bench in the late innings replacing Wirth when you have a lead to protect one or two runs defensively.
So you'd go, you wouldn't have Goodwin just starting left then? You'd have Goodwin coming off the bench if Wirth is healthy? Okay.
I would have the best bat possible. In other words, Kendrick against, anytime you're facing a left-handed pitcher, Kendrick is in my playoff lineup.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime you're facing a right-handed pitcher, Adam Lind is in the lineup. Mm-hmm. I think it's a mistake any other way. The question becomes, if Jason Wirth is available, do you play him in right over Brian Goodwin? I would say that you would, so that you'd have his impact at the top of the order. Goodwin is not a top-of-the-order hitter at all.
No.
He's a 240 hitter, shouldn't be batting leadoff, really. He's got some thump, and frankly, he's a perfect, like, 7-8 type hitter. He can run into a fastball, breaking ball, hit a home run,
do
get
a few
double.
Different things for you, yeah.
Absolutely. He's been awesome. I love watching him, and he might actually be a piece for the future for them. Could be a starter for them next year when guys like Lynn, Kendrick, and Wirth are gone.
Right.
Anyways, so that's my outfield. But the answer is, in a sans Harper world, Wirth can't really cut it in right that well, but that's a terrible defensive outfield, just so we're all on the same page. Wirth in right with a Adam Lind in left, that's a disaster. But I'm going to trade defense until the late innings of a playoff game for offense. For Wirth, for Lind, Kendrick taking up two of those spots. And then the infield is obviously Trey Turner at short, Rendon at third, Murphy at second, Zim at first. And then you'll have Wieters or Lobe catching.
It's different schools of thought. It's the, do you try to make up for the loss of Bryce Harper by being as closely replicating an offensive team
as much as you can? I think you have to. You have to score runs in the playoffs.
The other side, and
we've seen when they don't hit in the playoffs how bad and how quick things get off the rails.
Oh, I know. Yeah, 2014 Giants. The other side of it, though, is I can't replace Bryce Harper. Just the other school of thought. I can't replace Bryce Harper. Maybe I have to change what kind of team I am. Maybe I'm now a speed and defense team that's going to, you know, slap the ball around a little bit and hope that either Murphy or Zimmerman or Rendon bops one. And for the most part, I'm going to major in Goodwin and Defoe and Taylor and be athletic and have great defense to go with some of my pretty good pitching. That'd be the other school. I default towards I need tough at bats. I need the best hitters possible, and I'll figure the rest out later.
Yeah.
That's where I go to. So I'm on your school, but the other school, which I bet you Dusty probably may default towards himself, is let's have a better defensive outfield, especially when someone like Gio or Max is on the ball.
I hope not. I don't think he would. I'm pretty sure he would go with offense. Because Dusty at his core likes what he knows, you know, likes what he's seen, basically. You got a veteran in Kendrick who you know can hit, who's been in the playoffs a ton. You got a veteran in Lynn who you know can hit. That's the easier sell to make than going, I'm going to stick. Like, he's not really typically pro the young guys anyway. He's playing all these guys now who have responded for the most part because he has to.
So you don't think he would go Goodwin and right and Worth and left?
No, I don't think he would. It's possible. I think that would be a huge mistake. If he did do that, he'd sell it as, well, we need to get, you know, an at-bat out of Lind in a big spot, an at-bat out of Kendrick. But I think that that would be a mistake.
Me too. And he may go with the, I want to pick my spot where I can have Lind or Kendrick, depending on righty-lefty coming out of the bullpen. I would rather say, let's just have the best lineup from
yeah.
Jump Street.
He cares way too much about that anyway. You know, I hear this all the time. People will say, don't you understand? He's going lefty, righty, lefty, lefty, so someone doesn't bring in a lefty to face two in a row. I can't say this enough. That doesn't matter as much as having the best lineup.
Yeah, that's a luxury item. It matters if you can afford to do it.
Well, here's when it matters, though, Danny. When your lefties can't hit lefties, and Bryce Harper does over 300, mm-hmm. and Daniel Murphy does over 320, so enough with it. I mean, when guys hit lefties as well as they hit righties, then protecting them against lefties doesn't matter as much. That's generally my thought on that.
Right, because it really the influence then, of course, is that lefty-lefty matchup, which is obviously more tantamount than the a righty-righty type situation. But so it's a nice luxury to have. If you can, the ultimate lineup is just you alternate left and right, and it's the easiest thing ever. Well, that personnel doesn't work that way. Sometimes your three best hitters or two best hitters are left-handed. Oh, well, what do? You could split them up. I ultimately, though, down the stretch here with this group, I could see, again, I'm not counting on Jason Worth being healthy. Let's do that one, by the way. Let's say he's not back. Then.
So I said, if he's not there, then Goodwin starts in right. In a no Worth, no Harper world,
mm-hmm.
Taylor in center, Lynn Kendrick platoon in left.
Now, when Turner comes back, hopefully he's Trey Turner. That's another thing. That, by the way, to me is their most important player.
I agree.
Come postseason.
I would say outside of Bryce, but I would agree. He's right there.
Because the ability to score runs without Bryce bop one over the out of the yard or whatever else, those little dirty, whatever kind of runs that Trey Turner can create out of nothing. I need the time that he has back to become Trey Turner again. I think it's one of the bigger storylines that no one's talking about. But side item, let's say he's now your everyday shortstop, he's back. Any inclination to have some Wilmer Defoe in left field? I got just to get him in the lineup because of
how
well
he's
played.
I mean, you could move him out there in the late innings or something, but no. I mean, to me, you have Howie Kendrick here for this reason.
Mm-hmm.
That guy hits. Adam Lind against the right-handed pitcher is a feared bat. All he does is rope out line drives. There is no comparison. Defoe is a great story. He's been hot. I mean, you tell me. I'll turn it around on you. Would you rather Wilmer Defoe be at the plate or Lindor Kendrick in a playoff?
Yeah, it's the two veterans.
Yes,
100%.
So,
out of 100 times.
I would not start him over either of those guys.
So, nor would I. But, I just keep imagining these scenarios where Dusty will
you
be
never
able to
know,
help
man.
Himself. He loves athleticism.
Hopefully, Mike Rizzo, when in a pinch, would just kind of put his fist down and say, here's how we're doing this. But, yeah, I wouldn't rule anything out. But there are some very easy kind of big picture common sense answers here, I would think. The key is that Michael Taylor hits a little bit and gets back in the flow because you can't have him having bad at-bats and a bunch of strikeouts like he was for so much of the early part of the year. He was really hot before the oblique. You need him. You need Turner back. You need Harper back. And they have to have time, Worth, whoever it is, to get back to speed, not be going through spring training.
Such a massive thing.
In the last week of September and the first week of October.
The longer this goes with Worth, the more it's a thing. I know the baseball activities have ramped up a little bit. I will believe it when I see it.
Well, I also was on board with, by the way, bringing him back on the cheap. Like when we talked about this a couple months ago, you know, his contract's up. What if he wants to sign for a year and $10 million or something? At 38 years old, taking forever to return from this injury? No. I'm not getting into business with 39-year-olds to recover slowly. I just can't.
Nor am I. And again,
I'm moving forward without him.
I have to move on, especially given Michael A. Taylor and Brian Goodwin's performance.
This has gotten ridiculous, how long this has been.
It really has, man.
It's insane.
No one cares and no one notices because they're rolling. They're winning. They're 24 over 500, and they'll be the number two seed in the National League, and that they're going to win the division by three touchdowns. It's a thing. And I don't necessarily need him for September. I need him for when playoff baseball starts. And that's looking more in doubt every day.
Michael Phillips, Richmond Times-Dispatch on Grant and Danny next on The Fan.
All right, second Ted Britt Challenge. Second read for the Ted Britt Challenge was issued. The winner, Brendan in Jersey. We're going to drop a little Dieter for the Ted Britt Challenge. I'd like to hear it. Here it go.
Well, those, this is a detail for the great car dealership. It's Tedbit Ford. It's in Fairfax, but it's also in Chantilly. It's not a time dispersal displacement thing with a flux capacitor from Doc Brown. It's just two different locations. The first one is in Fairfax. That's a great place to go for the cars. They've been almost 60 years. That's like six decades of delicious car buying experiences. They're awesome. Danny, he's a great customer of Tedbit Ford. He's been there twice. Not just once, but twice. He went in and got a Ford Edge, and it was great. It's good gas mileage. It's a very powerful car that, you know, it goes very good up and down the hills, and it brakes good, and it's comfy to sit in. And he also got that. He loves the experience so much. You know what he did? He went and got another car from there. Not a German car, but a Ford, a Tedbit Ford. He got himself a Ford Fusion. It's electric. Boogie, woogie, woogie. It's plugged in downstairs right now. So it's charging. He's only filled up the gas tank one time. Just the one times. That is amazing. So go to see my pals at Tedbit Ford and go like this. Dita sent you, IV to Zane, but that's saying goodbye. But like, say hello, but in a cool way. And you go there and you get a great deal on the Ford, and you get a great deal on the Edge, and you get a great deal on the Fusion like Danny's, or the Escape, or the Explorer. Plus, they give you great value for your trade-in. $1,000 trade assistance. That is a great deal. So go there to Tedbit.com. Also go to Fairfax and Chantilly. And when you go, tell them that Danny sent you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.